today's gospel is a story of a woman who meets Jesus at Jacob's well. People have interpreted that she probably came to the well in the middle of the noonday heat so as to avoid the other women of her town who normally came in the early morning and evening. This unnamed woman had an irregular past and probably feared the judgment and remarks from the locals. So she came to the well at noon and surprisingly encountered Jesus. Jesus speaks with her for a while, and she is deeply touched by his casual but transforming conversation. The first thing to note is that the very fact of Jesus speaking to her touched her. Jewish men did not speak to Samaritan women, yet he was speaking to her and treating her with the utmost respect and dignity. We can assume that the townspeople did not speak to her with respect, so this was a new experience for her. And of course, she was impressed that Jesus knew all about her life, her sins and her broken relationships. And even knowing all about her, he still spoke to her with respect and wanted to give her living water. He wanted to satisfy the thirst that she was feeling in her soul and to help fix her brokenness. And as he spoke to her, as she experienced his gentleness and acceptance, that thirst began to be quenched. It began to be quenched because what she really needed, what we all need, is the perfect love and acceptance that only Jesus offers. She accepted this offer, and the woman who came to the well in the noonday heat to avoid having to mingle with the townspeople now went into town searching for people to tell them about Jesus. Her acceptance, his acceptance of her, made her feel clean and unashamed of her past because he gave her the living water of himself. Here in our church, we do not have Jacob's well, but we do have Jesus who is in the tabernacle every single day, offering us living water to cleanse and restore us. Although he doesn't force us to come to him, he strongly urges us to through the sacrament of penance so that we receive his pardon and feel the healing of his living water. The church's season of Lent offers us an excellent opportunity to reflect on and reject those attitudes and actions that get in the way of our relationship with God and with one another. Through the sacrament of penance, we can be refreshed and invigorated with new life. We are asked to pray, fast, and do almsgiving during Lent, and also to reflect on those behaviors which tend to lead us away from God instead of toward God, to admit our shortcomings, and to seek forgiveness. Following a good confession, it is very normal to feel like a weight has been removed from us, and that we feel better about ourselves and closer to God. This past week, we heard a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, which stated, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become white like wool." And that is exactly how we are supposed to feel, because we are clean and back into union with God and his church. Our scarlet sins are now gone, and we are as white as snow. This is what the woman at the well felt. No more shame or hiding from the townspeople. She wanted to tell them about Jesus and share what happened to her. While we don't share our confessions, we can share the joy we feel as members of the Catholic Church. But it has happened that when we meditate and recall our past sins, we can begin to dwell on our failures instead of our success in confessing our sins and receiving absolution. We tend to beat ourselves up because we were not strong enough to say no to temptation and avoid sin. This is not necessarily a bad thing, especially if it helps us to remember our weaknesses and recognize our temptations. But it is a bad thing if it leads us to question if God totally forgave our past transgressions. While we cannot undo the sins of our past, God can and does following a good and open and honest confession. Our sins are completely and totally forgiven through a sincere confession. Though scarlet, they do become white as wool. Interestingly, the woman went away and left her water jar by the well. She never actually got the water she came for. Or did she? This act of leaving the water jar at the well is a sign that her thirst was quenched by her encounter with Jesus. This living water he offered her quenched her thirst and made her feel clean, and she wanted to share it with the townspeople. Lent is a great time for us to also share our faith with others. As St. Francis of Assisi said to us, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. As we continue our Lenten journey, let us pray that we can learn from the account of Jesus and the woman at the well, that we accept Jesus' offer of living water, that we repent and confess our sins, and know with complete confidence that we can and will be made clean through the sacrament of penance. And if you or someone you know ever questions this fact, think about this. What is the greater sin? Something we did through human weakness, or not believing God when he tells us our scarlet sins are now white as wool. Amen.